a speech of the State of the Union type, it's something that's happened with every president since the country began. And really, they tend to follow the same kind of direction. And that is really where we are as a country and where would we like to go. They're intended to be visionary. They're intended to be encouraging. That's a right thing. That's an appropriate thing. And it's even best when it's true, right? And I think what the president said last night, as we've talked about, they were true statements. Now, that's the State of the Union from a human perspective. Gary, we're very concerned about what God thinks. I think there's even this train wreck we're talking about here right now. Most all of the Republican members on that train. Just think of how quickly something could happen that could alter the direction of our nation. Gary, talk about the necessity of us being a dependence upon God and how his plan really at the end of the day and his evaluation of us as a people, as a nation, is really what counts.
Well, first of all, I think we need to pray for those who are involved with that accident down there in Virginia. And I know that many of our people will be doing that. But also, you know, I think of Psalm 118, I believe it is, verses 8 and 9, that says it is better to trust in God than in man. It is better to trust in God than in princes. And I think that one of the things that did come out of that particular speech last night was that very thing. As a matter of fact, there are four things that I would say that pleased God in that speech that President Trump gave last night, and I just mentioned them briefly. Number one, there was that admonition to trust God. Trust in him. That was there. Number two, there was the admonition for a united effort. And we know as we study the scripture how the Bible talks about the fact that unity around the right concepts brings effect. Number three, I think that Donald Trump stressed the significance of serving others. He did that from the perspective of what the elected officials are to be doing. That honored God. And then I think that as you see what Donald Trump spoke on last night, you can see that he understands God's concept of what a nation is from the perspective of the Word of God. You put those four things together, I think that by and large, and I'm not God, can't speak for him, but there were biblical principles there that did glorify God.